Welcome to The Right Path. I'm your host, Samantha Davidson. As an executive manager in the construction industry, a driven, creative entrepreneur, and a passionate author, I understand how challenging it can be to find balance. Regardless of what's been holding you back, the demands you have weighing you down, or where you are in your specific journey, I invite you to join me, and maybe we can find success together. So, if you're looking to elevate your platform while balancing your busy life and your creative passions, then I think you found the right place on the right path. Let's dive in. Well, hello, creatives, and welcome back to my podcast. It has been a long time. It has been a hot minute since I last recorded a podcast for all of you, and life has been crazy. It's definitely been a bit of a roller coaster since January, and I know that in January there was a lot of negativity, I'm going to say, coming from me on all of my platforms. It's been challenging. But every challenge we go through makes us stronger. And I am finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel with my day hustle and everything that goes along with running a full-time corporate job while trying to create my creative life and my passions on the side. So everything in my life has kind of taken a back seat recently with the amount of workload that I have had with, again, my day job. And that's kind of where I'm going with this podcast today. So I'm going to do a real quick catch up on exactly what's happened over the last couple of months, being as specific as I can be without saying too much, of course. So since January, I have been working on average about 97 hours a week. It's been crazy. I have been on site, out in the cold in minus 30, freezing, and just really being overwhelmed with taking on a new role within my company. And it's not a permanent role. It's just diving in and helping and fixing problems where problems needed to be fixed. And I'm so incredibly grateful for having the team that I do at my day job, for supporting me and backing me up and being the safety net that I absolutely have required over the last few months. I really couldn't have pulled through the way that I have and still have a positive outlook on things if it wasn't for them. And so I'm just going to give them a quick shout out here. Now, moving on my creative side, I have been trying to move forward with my writing. I still haven't actually even picked up my writing or started on book two of my debut series since November. I'm 20,000 words into book two, and that's as far as I've gotten. I really haven't touched it. I went back and read a couple of chapters the other day just to kind of see where I was at, and I'm loving the book. I just don't have the capacity to sit down and write and get creative. And it's really challenging because I need that creative outlet. I need to do something with my right brain because I'm so left brain driven and I can't seem to find a way to get it out. So I have been playing with a couple of new book ideas. I have been querying my book, which has been going okay so far. I believe I've now received 5 rejections, 4 of which were form rejections and 1 that actually gave me some really good feedback. And I'm really excited for that. It's been a long process. I've been querying for about 60 days now, so about 2 months. And initially, I got no responses. And then I started getting 4 rejections. And now I've finally received a rejection that has some feedback that I can then use on my initial chapters. So these are all great things. We're moving in the right direction. And hopefully over the next month or two, I'm going to get some responses that are more positive and maybe a full. That would be ideal to finally get a full. I'm watching a couple of other writer friends in the community who have gone the traditional route and are really doing amazing things. And I'm so excited to watch their journey, and it gets me very anxious and looking forward to exactly what that's going to look like for me. I also think it's the universe's way of giving me everything that I can handle when the time is right. And right now, I don't know how I would have handled the news of getting a full, or that excitement and anxiety that comes with that, or potentially having found an agent and then having to do revisions and be on a deadline. I can't work on a deadline at this moment in time in my life. And so maybe this is the universe's way of giving me a little bit of a break and, you know, being as busy as I am with my day job and querying at the same time, it's actually worked really well to my benefit because I haven't had to really stress, or to be frank, I just haven't had the chance to be nervous and excited and be checking my email every 15 minutes. So this is almost better. When I get an email in, sometimes it's hours later before I check it, and it doesn't have the same weight, I think, as it would if I didn't have as much going on in my life and I was more anxious to get those responses. So that's basically where I've been. I've also been working on a couple of new things for The Right Path. I have launched a book club with The Right Path. The first book we are reading for the month of April is going to be To No End by Gabrielle Week. I'm probably butchering her last name. I really need to get her to confirm how I pronounce her last name. But I believe it's Gabrielle Week. Wake? Wake? Week? Week. I'm going to go with week. And I'm so excited to get that started. Over the month of April, we're going to have a lot going on. I'm going to be posting random questions and thoughts about the book to get everybody's feedback, anybody who is reading along with us. We'll also be doing a podcast interview with the author and a live stream where we can discuss the book, ask questions, ask Gabrielle about her process and about the publishing process, and even about being part of a book club and how challenging that may or may not have been for her. So definitely be watching for that. There's going to be lots coming up as well. I'm going to be making a big announcement over the next couple of weeks. I'm fine-tuning another big initiative that's coming your way with Edward Gray. He's an author that lives in the same town as I do, and we've been working on creating something pretty spectacular. And so far, from anybody that I have mentioned this to, even though it is still on the down low, I've got amazing responses about it, and I am just so excited, and I'm looking forward to being able to tell you guys all about it. Anyway, so this podcast more or less is just about catching you guys up, seeing where I've been at, understanding why it has taken me this long to get something back out to you guys as well. You know, 2019 has been a challenging year, and I think it's going to continue to be a challenging year. And like I said at the beginning of this episode, every challenge makes us stronger. And Lord knows I am going to be the strongest I have ever been in my life by the end of this year. There's a lot that's been thrown at me this year, both personally and professionally. And just trying to stay on top of my own well-being, stay on top of self-care and taking time for me and giving myself the moments that I need to just be able to sit back and breathe and sit in silence and do stuff that makes me happy or fills my soul. So whether that's reading or taking a long hot bubble bath or just sitting cuddled up in a chair under a fuzzy blanket and listening to the silence, sometimes that's all we really need. So just like I always do, I encourage you to really look after yourself this week. Take a look at the things that are in your life that are presenting a challenge. Understand that those challenges are there to help you grow and make you stronger. And also understand that you need to take time for you. Even if it's a 5-minute meditation or 15 minutes of yoga stretching in your living room, because that's the only space you have. Whatever it is that fills your soul, do that this week. And remember to find moments of gratitude and moments where you can be grateful and happy for what you have in your life. And when you're grateful for things, you live a little bit more in the moment. So live in the moment, appreciate what you have, and never stop dreaming and believing that anything is possible, even in your darkest hours. That's all I have for you guys today. I am absolutely looking forward to getting some more podcasts out to you soon. Again, I am probably looking at continuing this kind of a schedule until the middle of May. So hopefully I'm going to be able to get these out to you and make some time to actually get back in front of the microphone because I have missed this so much. But I'm not going to promise anything, and I'm not going back to a regular posting schedule until my life calms down just a little bit. Though, for the month of April, you definitely will be hearing from me a little bit more because I do really want to encourage everybody to take part in this book club, in The Right Path book club. By the way, that is hashtag The Right Path book club, shameless plug, and really partake and join the community and help support other authors who are putting themselves out there and have taken the step to publish and get their words out there for all of you to read. I hope you guys all have an amazing day, an amazing week, and we're going to talk to you again really soon. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on your way out. If you loved what you heard, please consider leaving me a review on iTunes and SoundCloud. All reviews will be featured in upcoming episodes. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All those links are always going to be in the show notes below. I look forward to talking with you all again very soon. And until then, be mindful, be grateful, and be inspired.